It is time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan as we kick off the 10 o'clock hour, as we always do here on Sunday in the Country. SportingACause.com is the website that Willie posts the blog on. It also lists a whole bunch of events in chronological order. These are basically sporting events that are tied in with fundraising. So once again, let's welcome Willie back in. Willie, nice to speak to you today.
Good morning, Marshall. Nice to speak to you, too. Now that we're in the depths of winter, I guess, you know, you can't tell by looking out the window.
The depths of winter that never was.
Yeah, all but may come back. You know, I have an awful feeling. Anyway, this time of year, the events on my calendar slow down just like everything else. I mean, even bars slow down this time of year. But I do have some stuff to talk about. Yesterday, I covered a cool event over at North Canaan, the Pinewood Derby. This is an event. If you're a scout, you did it, Marshall, in your day. The last time I observed a Pinewood Derby, I was in it. So we're talking almost 60 years ago was the last time I witnessed one. These are very cool. They're particular to Cub Scouting, and weeks ahead of time, they get these kits. They're like $5 a piece. You get a block of wood and some wheels, and you fashion your own vehicle from what they give you. And then on Pinewood Derby Day, you race against your peers. And so I went not knowing exactly what to expect, but the reason I'm really reporting on this is I was blown away by what I saw. First of all, the gym at North Canaan Elementary School was packed. There were Cub Scouts, there were Boy Scouts there to help, and there were clearly very, very involved parents and friends. And there were 84 cars entered in this race, and to reflect how things have changed, they have electronic timing now, and it was just a joy to behold just by the sheer numbers of people there and the involvement. So kudos to all them. I put some pictures up on my Facebook page last night, and a little video just to give you a feel for what's going on there. Anyway, it gave me joy to cover that event. Today, with some time to prepare for it if you want, there's a family costume skating party. This is at the Schmidt Rink over Hotchka School. They have three rinks, I think, and this is at the Schmidt Rink. This is free, but it's meant to bring focus on the Northwest Prevention Network. And I had not heard of this before, but I guess it's been around for a while, and one of those things that we certainly need these days. It's a collaborative among business people, professionals, psychologists types, schools, churches, law enforcement, and it's all meant to promote healthy lifestyles to keep kids off of drugs, I think, is probably their main focus, and goodness knows we need more of that. Also today, pretty much as we speak, it's going to be going on for a while, so you may get to, you might have the time to go watch this, is the Salisbury Beasts Fat Tire Climb and Jamboree. This is over in Salisbury. It starts by the Watering Kettle and goes up the hill. There are a couple of different distances one can ride. This is a bicycle ride. It's not a race. It's a ride, so it's non-competitive, either 26 or 30K. And they encourage the use of the fat tire bikes. These are bicycles with balloon tires that are meant for slushy conditions or riding in snow or even on the beach. It kicks off at 9, but it's different than many events. It has a staggered start. They send bicycles off at 20-second intervals, so it'll be going on for a while. And that's for the benefit of SWASA. Then next Saturday, which is really basically the only event that I have on my calendar, is a ladies' night out for Oliver Wolcott Tech's spring sports. Now, this is one of those sports-related fundraisers where the event is not a sport, it's the beneficiary. And there's this interesting organization. I speak about these every once in a while. It's about time I did it again. There's this business, basically. It's All About You Fundraisers and Events. And it's a for-profit entity that organizes fundraisers for different causes. And what they've chosen to do is basically organize these bingo nights. They focus on the ladies. And they play bingo, and they compete for prizes, and a very high percentage of the income goes to the event, like 75% of the entry fees and all of the raffles and auction income go to the cause, and they can raise thousands of dollars. And that goes to the Oliver Wilcox Spring Sports Program. Now, there's another event that was meant to be coming up in the following week that this is probably the closest thing, Marshall, I get to breaking news on my website, but the Winsted Penguin Plunge, which has been going on for 16 years, this would have been its 17th year, has been canceled. And I've seen events come and go, golf tournaments, you know, they've been around for a while, fade away, same as running events. This is a little different in that it has raised an incredible amount of money over the years. It's raised over $1 million, well over $1 million in its lifetime. It tends to raise close to $90,000 a year. But because of, I guess, inadequate initial involvement or registration, they decided to pull the plug. And not everybody's happy about it. And I, from the whisperings I hear, it'll probably come back next year. I think the people who really want it to come back will reorganize it. Yep. The plunges, the fundraising model that they use is similar to a walkathon where people or groups of people fundraise ahead of time. They get sponsorships from their family and friends and so forth, and then they bring all of that to the event. And I've covered it a couple of years in a row, and you get these large groups like high school kids, senior class, or a scouting group. Last year, a Boy Scout troop from, I think it was Torrington, about a dozen and a half of them, and their scout leaders, all in full scout uniform, all took the plunge at the same time. But anyway, I've heard that some of them decided to use a different plunge this year, because there are a bunch of them. Each state raises their own money in Special Olympics, so there are about half a dozen other ones going on. And so I guess the good news is that although the income from the Penguin Plunge went away, it's going to be used elsewhere. So it didn't disappear, it just shifted to a different location. And this is something people might not know. Special Olympics owns the names Polar Plunge and Polar Bear Plunge. Whenever you see either of those names, it means that Special Olympics is involved, and nobody else can use that. Coming up in April, there will be the Spring Splash, which is a fundraiser for the Jane Lloyd Fund and the John Rice Scholarship Fund. So they stay away from those words. In fact, I think people even stay away from the word plunge, just to distance themselves from Special Olympics, not to get in their way. And then the following week after that, things pick up a little bit, Marshall. We'll have swimathons and skiathons, both. The swimathon will be up at the Berkshire South Community Center to raise money for their programs. And there are several events, actually, over at Mohawk Mountain, the week of the 7th and 8th, to raise money for various causes. And, Marshall, later today, you're not going to believe this, but as the temperature rises, I'm going to be playing a round of golf.
And where are you going to be playing the golf?
That's over at Under Mountain.
Ah.
Yep, they're opening up for the day. If anybody's interested, they might want to call ahead. I'm not sure what their things can get very basic this time of year. They're not geared up for as they are in the summer. So I don't know what they have open for facilities or anything like that, but if you're jonesing for a round of golf like I am, it's going to be welcome. Because who knows what's going to happen in May and June. We might, you know how weather, Mother Nature giveth and it taketh away. So who knows?
Gosh, and when I was, I haven't golfed since my surgeries. I was planning on getting out this summer, but when I was golfing, I think we used to have to travel up to Volusia, New York, or someplace like that. There was a golf club that was open 12 months a year, even in the wintertime.
It still is. It's a Winding Brook.
Winding Brook,
I think it is. Yeah.
Everybody could drive the ball 400 yards.
Yeah. It made us short hitters feel pretty good for at least one day.
But you couldn't stop the ball on the green.
No, you couldn't. That didn't matter.
Well, that's great. So so today, if somebody wants to play golf, give it a shot. See if get your clubs out and head up to Undermountain.
Yeah, give a call first just to make sure all, you know, again, it's kind of squirrely, but I'm planning on, even if I took a ride over there and nothing happened, just call ahead just so you don't waste a ride.
All right. Well, I drive by the Hotchkiss Golf Course every day, and it's already fairly green, believe it or not. That's the amazing thing. It's normally it's all brown, but not this year.
Nope. Crazy days, Marshall.
I posted a picture on my Facebook page 5 years ago today. The snowbanks in front of my house were 6 feet high.
Yeah.
5 years ago today.
Isn't that crazy? No such thing as normal anymore. They call it average, right, in the weather world, because normal just doesn't exist.
That's it. All right, Willie, we'll check with you next week.
Okay, Marshall, thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause here on Robin Hood Radio.